Blog Talk Radio.
Just for the young. Aren't you glad that we are justified people in the sight of God? Amen. Made righteous in his eyes only because of his son who came and died and resurrected because of you and me and our sins. Hallelujah. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we thank you for being a part of this hour. Amen, amen, amen. What a glorious time we have on Wednesdays together. Amen. Feeding off the Word of God. Amen. Every once in a while we get empty and we just need a word. Amen. And God always sends a ram in the bush. He sends someone with a word. Amen. To replenish and refresh our spirits. So we thank Bishop Harris for coming on this evening and sharing a word with us from out of Chicago, Illinois. Amen. He's been on numerous times. Amen. And I just thank him, you know, for taking the time this evening to be a part of this hour. For those of you who are listening by internet, you can call in and participate when the mics are open. Amen. Once they're open, if you have a question, a need for something, amen, you can call in, and the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Amen. And you can call in and ask and be a part of this. Amen. Isn't that the word, what the word says in Matthew 7? Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened for you. Hallelujah. We Amen. Serve a glorious God. Amen. Who always wants to hear from his children. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As of course you know, in the first we normally have a prayer from Call Unto Me Ministry from Mother Gloria, and she is going to come on at this time and pray. And then the next voice that you have that will be none other than the Bishop Eddie Harris from out of Chicago, Illinois. Mother Gloria, are you there? Mother Gloria, are you there? Do I have her mic on? Amen, amen, amen. Okay. Mother Gloria, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
I my apologies. I'm hitting the wrong numbers. Amen. Sometimes my fingers have a hard time working.
That's okay. Praise God. Good evening, Elder John, Dr. John Clay, and Suzanne Hawthorne Clay, our moderators this evening. Truly, it is a privilege to be back with you again, just to let go and let God and pray for the people of God. I don't take it lightly, and I'm excited about coming and praying. And I want you to know, for those that are listening, I just let go and I let God. I let God have his way because he's in charge. So for the prayers that is going to go up this evening, it's not just today that I'm going to pray. I'm going to continue to pray throughout the week, throughout the month, until a change comes in the
Amen.
Midst of the
Amen.
Prayers that are going to go forth tonight. And I'm excited about it. I am honored that Dr. Clay would have me to come. I'm just a little ordinary, someone that loves the Lord with all her heart and love God's people. And when I
Thanks
feel it's a privilege to be able to come and pray tonight in that order, praise God. And as I was thinking tonight as I was praying, I said, God, what do you want the people of God to know? And he simply said, to trust me tonight. And I don't know whether you have any prayer requests, but as any prayer request that you have in particular that you want me to put before the Lord. But as I go forth, I want to say, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. For whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber or sleep. Heavenly Father,
yes.
I come this evening, God, saying thank you, God, for the opportunity to play, to let the people know you don't slumber, you don't sleep, God. You know all about, God, all of those that are listening tonight. You know what they're going through, God. You know all about their situations, God. And you want them to know tonight, God, that you are their healer tonight. If they need healing in their body, God, you want you to want them to know that you are a healer. God, if they need help, God, you want them to know you are their helper, God. You are a present help in the time of trouble, God. Oh, God, and if they're sick in the body, God, you want them to know that you are a healer, God. God, you want them to trust you beyond what they feel, beyond what they see, beyond what they're going through, and let them know, God, that you can do anything but fail, God. You said in your word you would keep them in perfect peace if they keep their mind stayed on you. I pray for those that are listening tonight that they will keep their mind on you, God, and not what's going on. We got all kinds, we got the pandemics going on. We got some that have sick with the COVID-19, but God, you can heal anything. Your word said you are the healer. By your stripes, we already heal. I pray tonight to give your people hope. I pray tonight that your people say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed the man that trusts in him. I pray that your people will put their trust in you, God, because you can do anything, God. So we're asking, I'm asking you to move in this service. Bless our speaker tonight as he comes forth, the preacher tonight, as he comes forth to bring the word that it encourages somebody to keep on keeping on. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel, God, because God has he got you. He wants you to know all you got to do is call on him. He said, call on me and I will answer, show you great and mighty things. Boy, your people are calling on you tonight, God. Show up in their search, in their situation, God. Move in the midst of their families, God, and their children, God, and their loved ones, God. If someone is sick on the line tonight, you want them to know that you are a healer. By Isaiah 53:5, it talks about how you said, by your stripes, we are already healed, God. Healed us, God, in our body, in our minds, in our soul, God. Healed us in any situation, God, that would draw us away from you, God, tonight, God. We want to draw, God. Help your people to draw closer to you, God. And you said you will go close to them. Bless this service tonight, God. Move in and miss the word that is going to go forward. God, let your people know we can do all things through Christ who strengthens your people tonight. Lift your people up tonight above their circumstances, above what they're going through, and let them know, God, you said it's the confidence that I have in you. You can ask anything in my name. God, we come in your name tonight. We come in your name, the name of above all name, God. And we say, God, move in the midst of our lives, God. Give us peace. Give us hope, God. Give us everything that we need, God. And we'll be so careful to always give you all the praise and all the glory, because if you don't do it, it won't get done. And we thank you, God. There's nothing too hard for you. Thank you, God. No. We're going to praise you tonight. And as I close my prayer, God, I always love to pray, close with praise. Praise your way through. Praise God beyond what you can see, beyond what you can feel. And give God thanks right now for all of those that are listening, God. Beyond what you're going through, say, God, I thank you how you're going to bring me through. I thank you how you're going to fix my family, my children. I thank you, God, how you're going to move for the pastors that are on the line, God. Anybody that might be weary in their spirit, God, be their leaning pole that they can lean on, God, in the time, God, when they're going through, God, and they can't see their way, God. You are the one that is the way, God. We thank you tonight, God. We praise you tonight, God. And as I close my prayer, God, I pray that your people of God will praise you right now, God. Praise him. When you give them, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Send down your blessings in the service. Send down your blessings on your people that's going through tonight. Send down your blessings at somebody that's calling on you tonight, God, and say, I need you. I need you to fix a situation that I got going on, God, and I can't do it. I've done all I can, but God, move tonight. I'm asking you to move, God. I'm asking you to have your way. I'm asking your God to move, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. If we put our trust in you, God, you said, God, let not our hearts be troubled. Don't let anyone leave this service tonight with their hearts troubled. Let them leave this service tonight high and lifted up and encouraged that I'm going to make it, because I know my God is going to carry me through. I know my God is going to do anything but fail, because there's no failure in you. So, God, be with your people tonight as I bring my prayer to a close. I thank you, God, that we can praise you. I thank you, God, that we know can't nobody do us like Jesus. And we thank you, God, for what you're going to do tonight. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. And let everything that have breath say tonight, say hallelujah, thank you, God. Hallelujah, thank you, God. Hallelujah, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for being a fixer. Thank you for being a healer. Thank you for being a keeper. Thank you for being a peacemaker. Thank you that you are. I am
hallelujah.
Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I'm everything. I'm everything you need tonight. Whatever you need, God's got it.
Thank you, yes. Thank you.
Thank you, God, tonight.
Whatever you need.
Thank you for the peace. Thank you for the
hallelujah.
The joy.
Thank you.
That we bring tonight.
Thank
now, hallelujah.
You.
Now, that everybody, as we get ready to go into the service, go into service with a praise. Say, thank you, God.
Thank
you. You know what you're going through. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Stop by our service tonight.
Hallelujah.
Stop by our houses tonight. Stop by our families tonight. Stop by God. Do what no one else can do.
Yes,
be God all by yourself. All
thank
by
you,
yourself.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, I
in
do
Jesus.
Pray. Give me the highest prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now we move on over to Chicago, Illinois, and we are with Bishop Eddie Harris, the next voice you hear. May God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God
amen.
Bless you, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Again, thank you for you and your wife for giving me such a gracious opportunity, and I thank God for the opportunity. And I have to say, Mother, I tune in because unfortunately our timetables kind of almost bump heads with my own Bible study. But because
yeah.
of the because of you all being an hour ahead of me, I'm able to at least get in every week to hear that prayer. And I'm telling
my
you,
God.
The prayer
thank
is truly
Jesus.
A blessing, Mother.
Thank you.
Even
you.
When I can't tune in to the whole program, I call in and I hear that prayer because there's a
thank
blessing.
You.
There's a blessing
thank you,
in
God.
The prayer.
Yes,
and all I know is that the Bible tells me that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I might not know you person to person, Mother, but your spirit links with mine. And I know
you
praying woman when I know when I hear and when I pick up the spirit of a praying woman. Because, see, I pick up the spirit of an intercessor from you. And that's why I'm on because I'm like, sometimes I just need that intercession in my life and that intercessor. And so I want to tell you, I thank God for you, Mother. Because I truly thank God for the prayers every week. Whenever I get a chance to call in, if it's nothing for just the time of the prayer, I try to be on for that time, and I thank God. Amen. But I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for all that he's done and all that he's going to do. And I am truly excited. And anytime I get a chance to get a call, I am humbled to stand on the word of God. Tonight, we're going to go to the book of Judges, and we're going to go to the 7th chapter. I'm going to give you a chance to get it and get the scripture. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to give you a chance to get the scripture. I'm sorry. I was trying to move some stuff out the way. The devil is a lie. The distractions. Amen. Judges, the 7th chapter. Originally, I told Pastor that I was going to start at the 4th verse. I don't think I'm going to start at the 2nd verse, if that's okay. And it reads, and I'm reading out of the King James Version. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites unto their hands, lest Israel, I'm sorry, wording is a little small, unless Israel will say themselves against me, saying, my own hand hath saved me. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with me are too many. We're going to stop right there just for a minute. My topic for tonight, will you lap like a dog? And if I was to use a subtopic, it would be, how low are you willing to go? You know, I've got young children. Well, I've got young adults. I got girls, and they forever wanting to dance around and messing with me, as children do. And we'll get together in the house, and we'll be out back, and they love to do limbo and stuff. And we always say, how low can you go? How low can you get down? How far are you willing to drop for what God has for you? I'm going to let that sink in for just a minute.
Talk.
See, when I say how far will you drop, how many people will you let go? Somebody tonight holding on to too many people. And God bless you, because you're going to think they did it, and not God. And you wondering, God, why in the world am I dealing with what I'm dealing with? Why?
Come on, preacher. Come on,
preacher. Why can't I get it, God? Why? Because God said, you got too many people. You need to get rid of JoJo. You need to get rid of Bobby. All the leeches that are hanging on, you need to get rid of.
Come on, preacher.
Because they're going to take my credit. And last I checked, I told you I'm jealous. I like to show off. I don't share the spotlight with nobody. So they got to go. And until they go, I got to hold up the blessing.
Come on.
So how low are you willing to go? How many people are you willing to let go? It's funny, my daddy used to preach, and he used to say, you got somebody in your life you need to let go of, that one with the big legs, and that one that look good in a pair of high heels, but that ain't your wife, and that's sitting up under you eating up your blessings, you got to let go of. 6'2", with the big chest and the good hair, as we say, and the nice eyes that you've been holding on to, that you know that ain't your husband, that don't mean you no good. It's time for you to let him go. See, just because everybody in the church don't know, just because your kids don't know, just because your pastor don't know, don't mean that God don't know that somebody creeping around your back door. Can I be real with y'all tonight, or are we going to sit and act like we too sanctified?
Come on, you talking to me. Come on.
We're going to talk like we really want to learn something tonight. Are we going to talk like we really want God to move? How many of you are tired of being in a stagnated situation and not understanding why you're in that stagnated situation, because it don't make sense to you, but you got somebody on the right and somebody on the left that don't belong? And the minute they get out the way, you can row the boat and move on further. But we that's not where we going to stop. We're going to take a little bit of time and go through here. The third verse says, now therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000. and there remain 10,000. I mean, somebody's scared to go where you're going. It's just like Job. Job was going through hell and high water. I think I can say that. And his friend said, look, man, you done messed up. And I'm sorry, I'm going to apologize now because, as I often say, I'm not a dignitary. I'm just a little black boy giving God's word that he gave to me.
Come on, preacher. Come on, let him use you. Let him use you.
His friend said, look, man, you done messed up. You know you done messed up. We know you done messed up. Whether you want to say it or not, it looked messed up. So you need to go on and curse God, die, and get it over with. How many of y'all got friends around y'all telling y'all the same thing? They're not helping you with the situation. Instead, they're talking about your situation. You want to watch Sally and Susie and Julie and everybody else in the church know what's going on because you only confided in that one person, but the person you confided in confides in the world.
You're speaking about me. Come on, preacher.
So
come on.
You got to understand that they don't understand where you're going. And just like here, God told them, first of all, let's just get rid of the scared and the scary cats and the ones that don't want to be here. Look, if you don't want to be here and you're scared and you don't think this going to work, why don't you just go on and go home? He gave an option. That got rid of a decent amount. He said, look, if you're scared, go on and go home. And then God told him, said, we still got too many people. How many know you saying tonight, look, Bishop, I didn't got rid of this friend. I didn't got rid of that friend. I dropped Jack. I dropped Susie. What else I got to do? There's something else you're still hanging on to stopping you from moving forward. Hear what I'm saying. I understand that tonight I may not be using 100 scriptures, but sometimes you don't need 100 scriptures. You just need the right scriptures. And what I understand that God has said is that, yeah, you did cut this loose. And yeah, you did cut that loose. And yeah, you did cut this loose, but you ain't gave up everything. I don't know about you all, but when I was young, had a lead foot. Liked to speed a lot. And that wound me up in jail a couple of times. And I remember they tell you empty everything out your pocket. Trying to be slick, hold on to your cell phone so you can call your mama or something. But they make sure. Come back and check. Wait a minute, hold on. That's what God is saying. This gut check. This a check. What else you still holding on to? There's a reason you can't win your battle yet because you still got something in there you're holding on to that you ain't supposed to hold on to. How low are you willing to go? How low are you willing to let God take you in order for him to raise you back up? Because what you got to understand is that when God takes from you, he takes in order to add. But you crying about what's being taken that wasn't yours in the beginning. When you going to let it go? You worry. Oh, God, if it go, that's part of my income. That's paying my bills. God said, that's what I'm telling you. I need you to trust me. Stop worrying about what's paying your bills and worry about me. But how many of us can do that? How many of us can do that? How many of us can worry and deal with what we're dealing with and understand where we are and know that we still are holding on to too much? Still holding on to too much. But he said, you got to let some go. And in the fourth verse, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto you, thus shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee, and of whoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. And I, again, apologize. The day before yesterday, playing with my dog and my son, I broke my glasses. So that's why I'm stumbling, because my new ones aren't ready yet. But God is asking you tonight. If I tell you who to go with you, will you accept it? And when I tell you, not if, but when I tell you who to let go, will you accept it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, God. It's my best friend. But what did God say?
That's right.
That's been my homie. That's been my buddy. But what did God say?
That's right.
If you want the blessing, I believe the scripture says something to the fact that obedience is better than a sacrifice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So let's just think about that for a moment, because we playing around in the Old Testament tonight, and the sacrifice was a major thing when you study, because that's how in the Old Testament they were able to reach God, and a sacrifice was of a great importance. And God said, your obedience to me is even greater than that. You want me to move, then I need for you to move. My daddy used to always tell me, he said, you know what, son? You got to give some to get some. He said, what do you mean, man? He said, well, you know how you've been asking me for some money? Go out there and wash my car. Wash my car. You get paid. Then you can put some gas in your car. You got to give some to get some.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. And in a nutshell, that's pretty much what God is saying. Are you willing to give what I'm asking in order to get what I'm getting?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that one more time. Are you willing to give what I'm asking in order to get what I'm getting? Because one thing we know about God is that he's junk. And so for that fact, God is just asking and telling, he's saying, look, you got to let this go. You got to let that go. Because even though you're praying, Lord, I get on the prayer. I get on the morning prayer. God, I pray 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm on the morning prayer. I'm praying. I've been fasting. I fast at 12 o'clock. Yeah, are you really fasting? Is it really fasting when you say you're fasting to 12 and you don't get up to 10? Are you really denying anything? And 10 is when you wake up. By the time you get up, brush your teeth, or wash your face, and get moving, it's 11. And so by the time you're standing up, it's 12 o'clock for you to have your coffee. What have you really given to God?
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm a fast from this. I'm a fast from that. Okay. But what are you really getting? God is looking for a self-sacrifice. Are you willing, as I said in my topic, will you laugh like a dog? And as you go down in the scripture, God says, look, the ones that get down on their knees, bow, put their face in the water and laugh like a dog, them the ones I'm going to have. Not put their hands together and drink out their hands, but just like my dog that's sitting here in my living room watching me minister will get up and go to her boulder. And my dog is about at least 3 feet tall. So she has to bend over to the ground, stick her tongue in the bowl and lap water with her tongue. To a lot of the soldiers, that was demeaning. I'm not going to lap water like a dog. So are you too good to do what God has asked you? The reason I chose this scripture, and I'm sorry if this is not a hooping, hollering type message, but sometimes it's not a hooping and hollering type setting.
This is good, sir.
I come to tell the people of God that the door is open. But the door don't always stay open.
That's right.
And everybody that's with you can't make it through the door.
That's right.
But if you want to get through the door, while it's open, you got to get down and lap like a dog. You have got, see, the representation of lapping like a dog was, I give up all and surrender to what God has told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that again. Why would God say to do something that seems so degrading? And was it actually degrading? It was a test to see if you were going to do what God told you to do. Now, we're getting ready to go to war. We're getting to fight. We're getting ready to take on a really large country. And all of a sudden, God said, nope, that ain't enough people. That's way too many people. Just like when you was getting ready to go and move toward a new house or a new car, all of a sudden, it seemed like this hit, that hit, and this hit. And you got the 1-2-3 combo. It's like you was in the ring with Mayweather. He just gave you the 2-3 combo. You was on the ropes, punch drunk. And you like, why? What did I do? Because you had the wrong people in your corner. So you got to have the right people in your corner. Well, God, what do you mean having the right people? Are they praying for you? Or are they praying against you?
Mm-hmm.
Are they talking about you? Or are they going to God, talking to God for you? Oh, somebody, this is for somebody tonight. Are they there praying to God for you to be blessed, or are they there waiting to get your blessing?
Amen.
And the Bible told me not to give my pearls to the swine.
Amen.
And you wondering, God, why? Why can't you bless me? Why won't you bless me? And God said, I already know the thoughts that I have for you. I know the plans that I have for you, but I can't give you them plans because you got the wrong people around you. See, you got people around you telling you, nah, man, you ain't got to get down and lap like a dog. It don't take all that. Nah, man, it don't take all that prayer. It don't take all that speaking in tongues. You don't need all of that. And God is saying, why do you got these people around you? All I asked you to do was get on your knees and be obedient. Lap like a dog. And when you lap, when they obey, when they obeyed, because, see, God already knew the plan. How many know God wrote the book before you were ever born?
Amen.
I was about to say, y'all ain't got to be totally quiet on me. Your book of life was wrote before you was born. He already knew his thoughts and his plans for you. But he said, I'm going to go back to the fourth chapter. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are too many. I like that every time I read that. Because the people preachers that you thought was your friends, the elders that you thought you knew, the people, they too many. But I'm going to move down to the fifth verse. So he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. Something got my eye. The devil is a lie. The devil is fighting me on reading tonight. And my wonderful son left and took the charger to my tablet. I think he needed it for one of his games. I'm telling you, the devil knows how to mess with you when he wants to. But anyway, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hands to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees and drank water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites unto thine hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his own place. Now, the Midianites were a large nation. And Gideon was well prepared in the beginning. Gideon was ready to go to battle with an army. But anybody ever watched the movie, The 300? One of my favorite movies, because it's something about the 300. Because I don't know if anybody besides the pastor has seen that, but the 300 was bad. Because those 300 men devoured and conquered. And what I'm trying to tell you this evening, because I know you're like, well, Bishop, you seem like you may be all over the place. I'm trying to tell you that all it takes is a handful in God. That's what I'm trying to tell you tonight. In a roundabout nutshell, everybody that's around you is telling you, I need to be here to help you start your business. I need to help you get your 501c3, and I need to help you get your LLC. I need to help you do this, but it's going to cost you this and it's going to cost you that. God said, no, it don't. You trying to get your ministry off the ground, and you trying to do some things, and seem like every way you go, you're running into a wall, and you can't get things moving, and you got too many people around you. You got to let them go. God said, only the ones that would lap like a dog. And when that was done, it was only 300. Now, in the grand scheme of things, let's be honest. Take 300 people into war any day, and what does that look like? You have more people than that at the average parade. But God said, these are the 300 I have chosen. See, somebody's going to catch that, and it's going to hit them later. Because when God chooses who he wants to be around you, God puts everything in place. So everything that every person that he needed to win that war was in the 300.
That's right.
Because let me tell you something. When God gets in the middle, anybody ever heard about the three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
Mm-hmm.
It was only three of them.
Yes, sir.
But, Pastor, tell me am I wrong. Did God not get in the midst of three and turn a whole nation around?
Amen.
Hmm.
Amen.
See, what I'm trying to get somebody to understand tonight, it ain't about the number. It ain't about who's with you. It ain't about who's on your side. As long as God is on your side, the door is open. And I promise you, I had a message, y'all, but for whatever reason, God is just switching it around. Because all I keep hearing God say is the door is open.
Good.
And I heard God say, put on your track shoes. Ah, yada, bah. See? Mm. I'm speaking to somebody. God said, put on your track shoes tonight because you got to get through the door. You got to shake the dead weight off. They grabbing you by the legs while you're trying to run. They holding you around the waist. But God said, if you just make the step through the door and let them go.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll open up the door for you. I will open up the business for you. I will turn things around, and I will make what you thought a bad situation, I'll turn it into something good. But I need you to obey me. I need you to listen to me. I need you to pay attention to me. I need you to do the things that I'm telling you to do. See, you got to be connected. You got to be connected. You got to be tuned in to the vine. He said, abide in me and I in you. Are you abiding in him? Are you listening to him? Stop trying to find refuge in a man. Stop trying to find refuge in a woman. Stop trying to find refuge in a friend. Stop trying to find refuge in people and trust God.
Amen.
You got too many people around you.
Amen.
I can't bless you.
Amen.
You got too many people around you. I can't bless you. You got to empty your house out. I can't bless you. See, there's still some sneaking going on. There's still some creeping going on. There's still some little snakes in the area going on, and I can't bless where there's mess. See, you're like, God, I ain't in the mess. It ain't me. No, you ain't in the mess, but you around messy people. And messy people make a mess. And God said that he's not in the middle of that.
That's good.
See, messy people is just as bad as you being in the mess. Because messy people, they messy and they make you messy. Now your hands
on,
just
preacher.
As dirty as theirs are. And God
yes,
ain't blessing no
yes,
dirt.
Sir.
And he
yes,
ain't blessing
yes,
no
sir.
Mess.
Talk, sir. Talk, sir. Talk, sir.
You got to let it go. Let it go.
Talk, sir.
See, I need them to do what I need them to do. See, here's why they won. 300, you can go back and read this yourself. 300 didn't argue. 300 didn't bicker. 300 did what God said. And God moved in. And when I read, it didn't take a long time. It didn't take a long time. But I realized I was working on some things myself about a month ago, getting some things started. And I kept saying, God, I got a successful company. Why in the world am I having such a hard time getting this new business off the ground? I toiled. The young lady that normally does my paperwork and stuff for me, she didn't seem like she was coming through. I was about to lose the contract that I was going after that God had blessed me that somebody had told me about. And I sit down and I said, God, why? why am I having such a hard time? Because God said, these are the people I told you to hire. I said, but God, they're the best. He said, they're the best for who? They ain't the best for me. But I realized they was the best for me. And the problem was I hired them. But God didn't tell me to hire them.
Oh, my God.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. But then I got a call from a good pastor friend of mine. Told me the exact same thing that I'm preaching. Said, God said, let it go. Said, but man, if I let this go, I'm going to lose this contract. And this is a lucrative contract. But all I saw was the money. I didn't see what God had in store. So, all right. Ain't working anyway. Every which way I go, I'm hitting a brick wall. I've never had this problem. I've been in business too long. I know what I'm doing. But how many know sometimes what you're doing ain't what God wants you to do?
Amen.
Amen.
So I just let it all go. And I said, all right, God, you show me. You tell me how. 2 days later, I got a call. Hey, I got another refrigerated truck for sale. And I know you was looking for one. And since we don't work together, I tell you what, you come and pick this one up. I need to get it off the lot. It's taking up too much space. And me and you will work out you paying for it. And I said, pardon me? I said, come get the truck off my lot. I need the truck gone. You told me you was looking for a refrigerated truck. So I want you to take it. You run it. Me and you'll work out dealing with paying for it later. I'll sign everything over to you. You sure about this?
Wow.
I need the truck. I need the truck gone. All right. Well, I've been looking for a truck for 2 months almost. Couldn't find a truck. I had the wrong people looking. Truck I'm looking for, 18.5, 22 grand. I was like, God, I ain't got that much cash not to put up for this truck with me trying to get this started. I can't afford that, but this is what people coming to me with. So then I've been bumping my head trying to get the commercial insurance that I needed. I had to have commercial insurance to cover my driver and to cover the load. Having the hardest time, so it seems. So the company that was helping me do all of this, I just called them, told them, I said, you know, let's calculate up what you feel I owe for the work that was done, and I'm going another route, another direction. And they didn't understand it. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't totally understand it myself. But I know that, see, I have what I call, for lack of a better word, retarded faith. My faith don't see, I believe that God's going to make it happen. And when it don't happen, I know that I've undoubtedly messed up, because usually when I hear God say do it, and I go do it the way God says do it, it happens. But I call myself being a savvy businessman, and God ain't had nothing to do with my savviness or none of that other stuff. God says, I put this together, and you're going to give me the glory for it. Not that Bishop did it. Not that H&H did it. Not that my assistant did it. Not that the licensing or branding company did it. But God said, what I want to do, little boy, is I'm going to step in and I'm going to show out. But I need you to move out the way, because this is my show. I'm talking to somebody tonight. So I fired everybody. I got rid of the company I was working with. I sat down. I drew up the paperwork myself. I sat down. I drew up contracts. I hadn't done that in a long time. But I sat down, I did it. I applied for licensing that I needed to apply for. Originally, my lawyer said, you're not going to get the contract. The state is so backed up, it's going to take 6 months for you to get the licensing that you need. How many know I got a call today telling me my stuff was in the mail?
Great
God. Because I told the lawyer, then don't worry about it. I'll take care of it myself. God told me I had the wrong people. He told me I had the wrong people. So I said, when I called, I was like, God, I'm trusting you. Give me an angel. Because you know I need the contract. So now I got the truck I've yet to pay for. I got the licensing. I locked in the contract, but I needed the insurance. I said, God, who do I call? What do I do? I said, because commercial insurance differs. So I called my insurance agent, and I said, look, I'm just going to be honest here. I'm lost. I don't know which way to go. I need this. And he said, well, Mr. Harris, you already have enough commercial insurance already. I said, but I didn't think I could add the truck under that. I thought they told me I needed a whole new. He said, I'm so glad you called me yourself. You don't need nothing. All you need to do is give us the information, and we can add the truck, and then we can add another insurance for the driver. I said, well, before we talk about that, how much is this going to cost? Because, you know, in my head, I'm starting a new business, so I got to foot all of this money, and this money has to come from either my current business or my household. And I'm not trying to have problems with money coming out of my household. Sometimes that just ain't a good thing. So I'm trying to figure it out myself. I'm like, I don't know how to figure this stuff out. I'm sweating. I'm going bits and pieces. All of a sudden, things just start coming together when I let go of the right things. So now, I got the insurance. I got the truck. I got the contracts. I said, God, I need a driver. I was looking. I was searching. I knew what I wanted to pay the driver because I knew what my contract was going to pay. So all these people telling me about different drivers, but they wanted this, and they were looking to make that. And I'm like, no, that's not what I want to pay. That's not when God gave me the plan, that what he gave me. And so I was in conversation talking to a friend of mine, and he was out fishing. And we were just talking, and I said, I have got to get a driver. I don't know what to do. He said, well, what you looking? I said, I've got a dedicated route. I'm running from Wisconsin to Arlington Heights, Illinois. And I got a route that's going to run 5 days a week. And one run. I said, all you got to do is drive the truck. You don't have to load it, nothing. You got to drive it, be there on time, and then get it down to the other facility and let them unload it. Same route, same run, Monday through Friday. And this is what I was willing to pay. Yeah, that's what you were saying, Bishop? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Well, you know what, Bishop? I ain't got nothing to do. How about I drive for you? I'd be more than glad to make that extra money. I'm trying to buy me a new fishing boat. I said, huh? He said, yeah, I was looking to buy me a new fishing boat. I was just asking God, no, oh, what I'm going to do? How I'm going to find me a new fishing boat? And he said, look at here. Here you go, Bishop, with a job for me. So hear me out, because this is truly my testimony and my word. And I'm going to get in, get out of here. I had a whole company because we have a store here called Mariano's. I was given, blessed to get the information about the contract that they had needing food delivered from the main facility, store, a warehouse in Arlington Heights. So I'm thinking, you know, this is a big store. I got to get on it. I got to get all this stuff. So I get all these people around me to help me. Nothing gets done. I get rid of everybody. God gives me a truck, no money. God gives me the insurance, no extra money. And God gives me the driver. Each time, it was a blessing to each one of the people that I was dealing with. God has his way of doing what he wants to do to complete his own circle. But see, I had to get off my horse. I had to get off my horse. I felt I own a business. And because I own a business, and because I know how to run a business, and because I know business, I know what I'm doing. But I didn't know what God had planned. I'm here to say, tonight, my driver will be starting on Monday running shipments for Mariano's food stores Monday through Friday. I have a truck. I have insurance. I have a contract. And all I have spent is $225 to fill my truck up.
Praise God.
What originally was proposed to me to be $22,000 to get everything off the ground and get started. This is what was quoted to me by the circle that was around me. Mm-hmm. It's going to take at least $22,000, the down payment for the truck, the insurance, licensing, blase, 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 blase. You're looking at a minimum. That's what I was told. You're looking at a minimum, Mr. Harris, $22,000 to get everything moving off the ground. This is my attorneys, everybody else. God took $22,000 and turned it in to $220. And I now have a trucking company with a contract running a truck that I've yet to even pay for. And the man God that helped me with the truck, after I told him, I said, well, look, I thank you, man, because I needed this. I was blessed. Blase, blase, this is what God did for me. He said, well, here's what I'm going to do. You in business to make money, and I'm in business to make money. So let's call it 10% of load for a year, and the truck is yours. He didn't ask me for no money down. He gave me a 22-foot box truck, refrigerated, and he didn't ask me to pay him $1,000 a month or ask me for nothing ridiculous. I told him how much the loads were paying. He told me give him 10%, and we'll do 10% for a year. He said, that way you'll make money, I'll make money, and we'll all be happy. What I'm trying to say tonight as we close, and please forgive me for going over for a couple minutes, but if you move as God has said, yours might not be 300 people. It might only be two. Yours might only be one. But allow God to move who he needs to move and place who he needs to place so that he can do what he needs to do. Because I say to you again,
as I get ready to turn it over to the man of God, the door is open. I keep hearing God say that. The door is open. You don't got to turn the doorknob. You don't have to shake it. You ain't got to push it. God said all you got to do is get up off of your do-nothing and run through it. But I promise you this, the door doesn't stay open forever. And when you see people starting to get blessed because they took the advice and got up and ran through the door and did what they're supposed to do, don't you get upset saying, I missed out. It wasn't my time. It was your time. You were just too lazy to get up and go do what you had to do. Stop worrying and waiting on people to do it for you and go do what God told you to do. Be blessed. I thank God for you. Back into the hands of the man and woman of God.
Amen.
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 What a testimony. What a testimony. What a testimony of just what God can do. God can take something or nothing and turn it into something. Amen. And what do they say? We have to have the faith of a mustard seed, but we have to surrender it all. We have to truly surrender it all to God. We don't need a lot in order to do great things. All we need is God on our side. Amen. With God on our side, we can do anything. Is there anything too great for God? Thank you for that testimony, Bishop. Thank you. As we're about ready to close, Father, we thank you for the word this evening. I pray, Lord, that each and every one has been blessed by your word, Father. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that a word was heard, Heavenly Father, that sparked someone's spirit, Heavenly Father, to move forward that you're speaking to right now, Heavenly Father, that they might walk by faith and not by sight, and that they would go through that door and their lives would be changed forevermore. No matter what it may be, it doesn't have to be what the bishop just said, or whatever vision that you have placed on your people. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that they would write it down, make it plain, so that others can see it and run with it. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word right now. Seeing and hearing your word so that we can run with it. And we just give you that thanks in the name of Jesus. We claim it. We claim it. We claim it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much, each and every one of you, for tuning in. Bishop, we are over the hour, so we're not going to be able to receive any comments. But thank you so much for taking the time to bless the body of Christ. You know what? For each and every one of you taking the time to come at this hour and just to be a part of this hour, you are a blessing to our ministry, and we thank you. From the bottom of our heart, we thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of it. And you know what? We're just trying to grow together. That's all. We're just trying to grow together, to be better at what God wants us to be. That's all this is about. No matter how big, no matter how small, when God is in the plan, we can count that it's going to be good. So I thank you. I thank you for taking this time. Remember, as we come to a close, we love you, but God loves you most.